Isaiah chapter 8. Moreover, Yahweh said this to me, take yourself a great roll and write upon it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shalal Hashbaz. And I took to me faithful witnesses to record. I took Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Yeberechiah. And I went to the prophetess, and she conceived, and she delivered a son. And then said Yahweh to me, call his name Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Because before the child will have knowledge enough to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away from before the king of Assyria. Yahweh spoke also to me again, saying this, forasmuch as this people refuses the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and they instead rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, now, for this reason, understand, Yahweh brings upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Assyria and all his abundance. And he will come up over all of his channels and will go over all of his banks. And he will pass through Yehuda. He will overflow and go over, and he will reach to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Associate yourselves, O you people, and you'll be broken in pieces. And give ear, all you from far countries, gird yourselves, and you will be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you will be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it will come to nothing. Speak the word, and it will not stand, for El is with us. For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, by saying, do not say a confederacy to all those to whom this people will say a confederacy. Neither fear you their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. Let him be your dread, and he will be for a sanctuary. But for a stone of stumbling, for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many amongst them will stumble and fall, and be broken, and be ensnared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law amongst my disciples, and I will wait upon Yahweh, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh have given to me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion. And when they will say to you, seek towards them that have familiar spirits and to wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek towards their Elohim? Should the living seek towards the dead? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they will pass through this time hardly bestead and hungry, and it will come to pass that when they will be hungry, they will fret themselves and curse their king and their Elohim, and they will look upward. And then they shall look towards the earth, and behold trouble and darkness and dimness of anguish, and they will be driven towards darkness. End of chapter.